Welcome to the Tuesday Talk Show, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much for joining us today. Let me see. We'll accept your phone calls after the top of the hour news, but if you want to jot a phone number down now, it's 541-472-1270. And when you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live. I want to just give you a quick reminder of some things coming up here. Next Tuesday, we expect to have representatives of Rotary here because they are hosting a big district convention this very, very soon in May. So we'll be hearing about Rotary and all the things that they do locally. Following that, May 6th, City Council returns, city staff on May 13th. All right, here on the Tuesday Talk Show. Now today, I want to welcome our guest here for full disclosure, I first became aware of this young man, and he was wearing caveman blue under the Friday night lights at Mel Ingram Field as a member of the Grants Pass Caveman football team. I had the opportunity to work with him several times, and he is a familiar voice here on KAJO, particularly on the weekends in his spare time. Welcome the, let's see if I get this right, it's the family pastor at Christian Edgewater Fellowship.
Yes, Edgewater Christian Fellowship. Yes, that's right.
Kerry Olson. Welcome, Kerry. Glad to have you here with us.
Hey, thank you so much for having us. And those football days, those were not very long ago, right? That was just like
yesterday.
10 years max.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. It's okay with me.
Yes, exactly.
Let's see. We have something coming up at Christian Edgewater Fellowship.
Yes.
And in terms of, the general name, and it's an ongoing program there, as I understand it, and that's Game Changers. Tell me about Game Changers specifically.
Yeah, so we started this a few years ago. I think it was around 2022, May of 2022. So we're starting our fourth season of it. And there's a lot of things have been going on in the world in the last few years. And one of the things that I recognized is we needed people to be raised up as people who are leaders that are not just complaining, not just making excuses, not being passive, not being disengaged, but positively looking for solutions. And so we started this, like I said, in 2022. We bring in a different speaker every other month or so, somebody who's had some sort of impact in their sphere of influence. We've had local law enforcement come in, major crimes detectives here locally come in and share some things that they've seen. And then we look at it as like, okay, there is a challenge before us, how are we going to positively now turn this situation for good? And so that's how Game Changers was birthed. And we've had some pretty big speakers locally. We had Josh Bidwell from the Oregon Ducks last year came in. He was a huge hit. We've had a U.S. Navy SEAL, Chad Williams, come in from Southern California. He's been featured on all the major news shows. And we're excited about Sunday. Victor Marks is coming in. Quite a background, quite a story. Can't wait for people to actually get to meet and hear Victor Marks as he speaks live this Sunday night.
All right, I want to hear more about Mr. Marks here shortly, but
yeah.
Can we go into a little more detail on Game Changers?
Absolutely.
And any successes, goals that you've come across?
Yeah.
Tell me the whole story.
Yeah. So again, you know, just looking at some of the things that we face, some of the challenges and obstacles, for some of us, we've been around here a long time, born and raised here in Grants Pass, have lived in Oregon my whole life, gone to college and come back. And, over some time, you can start to look around and go, man, things are pretty bad. You know, do we throw our hands up? Do we give up? Do we just be people that are complaining? I think I was reading last night in the state of Oregon, we're now number one in obesity rate increase, number one in registered sex offenders. We have a major homeless crisis in the state. It's difficult for housing. We are near the bottom in education and near the top in spending for education. And all of these things are things that people want to do better at. Everybody, no matter where you are, what you believe, everybody wants to see our state flourishing and doing better. And so you can look at those things and say, do I just quit? Do I just give up? Do I just sit back and complain? Do I just blame? Or you can look at it and say, we have a huge opportunity. There is an obstacle before us, but there's a huge opportunity for us to actually change the game. And, you know, me as a pastor, a key verse that I use is Genesis 50:20. Joseph faced many obstacles, but he didn't give up and he didn't sit around and blame and he didn't make excuses. He just pressed on. And it says what the enemy intended for evil, God can use for good. To the saving of many souls. And so that's where the word game changer came from, is we want to look at every opportunity as a chance to go, okay, the work might be hard, but what can we do right now? We are not like those who are without hope. There is something we can do to move the ball forward and actually change. So, and we've had quite a bit of success individually. There's been some, quite a few calls and emails that I get from wives that are thankful that their husbands are engaged and leading in a new way. And there's people in the political world that have reached out and said that they appreciate the just the change in perspective and atmosphere, coaches, educators. And that's what we want to see. That's what we want to see. We want to see just a positive outlook, like this is a difficult thing. What can we do to change the game?
You outlined some incredible obstacles that we have as a society have to overcome, not only here in the state of Oregon, but nationwide.
Yes.
In the 4 years that it's been going on, I don't expect major changes, but you've said certainly positive things are happening locally. Are we moving forward with any other outreaches in order to change some of these things, reduce the obesity, change the schools? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I think just simply having some awareness and some conversations and stuff has been huge. And, you know, I do have somebody that I work with that started something just a little bit before we started Game Changers. It's an organization called Home Bridging. I'd love to get the leader of that in here to share with you guys one of these days. But it was the same concept. It was looking around and going, okay, we have some challenges that we're facing in the housing market. And what can we do? Got some generous people to pool together some resources to help families bridge that gap and to get homes. And so that is one of the things that is changing the game is home bridging. And, you know, that's just one example. Again, at the base level, I talk to a lot of people in the homes and it's just, man, my husband is engaged with the kids and he's involved in this and he's involved in that. And so we want to see those steps start at that level and then progress to, we also have teams now that have been going to Israel and doing outreach over there. We have teams that people from that have come through Game Changers that are with our missions pastor working now in Uganda at a fish farm, and they're doing outreach in Kenya and outreach in Mexico and outreach with local youth here in our community. And so these little steps you see people just taking to really, like I said, change the game.
Right. We're talking about Game Changers,
yes.
And there is a meeting coming up this Sunday night.
Yes.
Let me see. I've got the game. I've got the time here. I believe from what 6 to 8 p.m., a couple of hours.
Yeah.
There is a small charge for it, about a burger and fries is what
exactly.
It comes down to. You're not going to get rich off of the
admission
charge.
We definitely lose money.
There's no question about that. So that's coming up. And we're talking are we talking primarily males? Is that what you just want to see men in? What is the situation here?
Yeah, so there's lots of different opportunities for ladies in different spheres. For me, I work with a lot of guys. I work with men. I work with families. And my passion is for young men and for men to learn what it means to be a leader, you know? And again, for me, my perspective and what I see and what I've seen work, it comes biblically, and it's to be selfless, and really at a base level, that's where it starts. Trying to teach men to, man, lay it all down. So in Genesis 2, really it is to provide and to protect. And so those are two things that really require a lot. We want to shoulder maximum responsibility, not be those that are passing the buck off to our wives or our families or other people in the community, but we want to be the ones that shoulder the burden. And so really that kind of ends up being the beginning step of being a game changer is I'm going to be personally responsible. I'm going to shoulder the burden. I want to live a selfless life. I want to put others before me, put my needs on the back burner and make sure that those around me are taken care of. And really, I mean, again, from my perspective, the perfect environment was created in the Garden of Eden, and the directions for man was to work and protect it, or to provide and protect, depending on your translation of those. And so we want to be men that look at our community and say, we're going to be providers and we're going to be protectors. And that doesn't exclude women from doing those things. Moms, absolutely. I mean, they're in the same world. They have to do the same thing. But my message is for the men primarily, first and foremost, to provide and protect for this community, for those that are in your home, for those that are your employees, for those in the community, however that might look. So that is the central message for Game Changers.
Sounds like certainly a Christian outreach, but this Game Changers program actually crosses all denominational lines, correct?
Anybody's welcome. Anybody. Yep. We want anybody to come and hear these speakers. They have just incredible stories of things that they've overcome, and you can believe whatever you want and come here. There's no requirement. Anybody's welcome.
All right, and that's coming up this Sunday night. We're going to find out more about this particular program coming up this Sunday night when we come back right after this important message. Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in Progress, ladies and gentlemen. The family pastor from Edgewater Christian Fellowship is in with us. This is Kerry Alderson, and we've been talking about Game Changers. That's a program coming up this Sunday night, and a special guest is Victor Marks. All right, tell me about Victor Marks and what makes him special coming into to this, and what kind of message does he bring here?
Oh, man. Really, I don't know if I could think of a better game changer speaker so far as somebody who's overcome so much. He's got a Netflix documentary about his life. I think he's in his late 50s now. His kids are grown adults. He's an ex-Marine. But really, the thing that shaped his story so profoundly is, as a youth, the abuse that him and his siblings and his mom experienced from their stepdad. His stepdad worked for the CIA, counterintelligence. So he suffered a lot of trauma as a dad, just being involved and exposed to that world. And so very, very physically abusive with the kids. Victor tells some stories that sound like something out of a movie, really, just like some extreme scenarios that he was able to overcome, some near-death moments, some things that he was forced to be a part of, 7 or 8 years old, some violent things that he was forced by his dad to go through and do. And he just, super traumatic. He overcomes this, realizes that he doesn't want to be a victim. He doesn't want to use this as an excuse. He overcomes it. He becomes a Marine. He becomes, well, now at this stage of his life, he's really involved in the fight against human trafficking. He does youth prison outreach for the last 20 years or so to teach young men who are in those situations, your life is not over. There is a future for you. You can actually change the game. So Victor Marks goes to all these prisons and speaks to young people and acknowledges you've made a mistake. This is bad. We're going to move forward from it. There is hope for you. There is a new opportunity. And so his message is one that's really positive, acknowledges that he's been through some dark stuff, but he's been able to really spin it again, change the game for some very positive things. And he's got a great sense of humor about him too. So he's great to listen to.
All right. So you've obviously heard him and met this gentleman.
Yeah, he's so he's been on some major podcasts around the nation. One of the hot ones right now is the Sean Ryan Show. It was one of the most viewed podcasts over the last 18 months or so. And he goes into a lot of details of his life in that 3-hour episode. But he's been on a lot of subsequent shows. And I got introduced to him to a few years ago by some guys that were excited about Game Changers, said we got to get him here. He lives in Colorado now. He's from the South, Louisiana, talks about growing up in the South and how crazy that was. Now he trains police dogs, trains people in human trafficking, fights against child abuse and those things. And those are problems that we have faced here in Southern Oregon. You talk with guys in law enforcement and human trafficking is a real thing in Southern Oregon. Most of us don't know it even exists. Child abuse in Southern Oregon is 2.5 times in some areas, 2.5 times more than the national average. And so Victor Marks, he addresses these kind of things and overcoming those things. And we probably have listeners right now that are listening that might be adults that have had something in their past that has hurt them or scarred them that they've dealt with their whole life. And Victor Marks' story is one of forgiveness. He ends up forgiving his stepdad. He goes and sees him before his stepdad passes away and prays with him and just tells him that he forgives him and stuff. And so super powerful moment there for him. And so there's a lot of things that he'll be able to touch on that will reach a lot of people, you know, an awareness, forgiveness, overcoming these things. So really, again, really excited. A black belt from an early age, teaches martial arts. He's got an interesting thing too about him. I don't know if you are into guns or if you go shooting or any of that from time to time. But
I'm a small town boy from the Midwest. What do you think?
There you go. Exactly. Yep. Raised in Southern Oregon myself. So, you know, I call it redneck gun stuff. So not officially trained or whatever, but he is very trained. And when he was about 7 or 8, he had a gun pointed at him, I believe by his stepdad, and threatened. And he said, in that moment, I realized I will never allow this to happen to me again. And so he trained himself to disarm, take that gun and turn it on the other person. And he's got the world record for this. He can do it in like 1.8 seconds. And so people that don't know his story, a lot of people have actually seen his YouTube clips of doing this. He does it as a demonstration, obviously, with just a prop, you know, and guys want to challenge him all the time. I don't think you can take it from me, you know, and so it kind of turns into this silly game or whatever. But yeah, world record holder, even at this age, almost in 60 now. And that demonstration has been one that's gone viral online several times. It is pretty impressive. So again, a simple little way of how he's learned how to change the game, you know, so to speak.
I don't expect you to tell me his whole story, but yeah. I do have some questions about it.
Yeah, absolutely,
him, but,
yeah.
First of all, you outlined the physical abuse, and we won't go into any details there, but was joining the Marines the escape? Was that his escape route to get away from that? How did he get away from that?
Yeah, from what I understand, he said he was dealing with a lot of anger, you know, and so this was an outlet for him to really channel that anger and that frustration and that aggression, you know, to go that route. He talks about even when he gets out of the Marines, how he still deals with that anger. He shares a funny story about he gets hired to work as a pastor after he's out of the Marines, and a guy does something terrible, comes in to confess, and the guy says, you know, I feel like you should probably just beat me up since I did that to these other people. And he says, well, do you want me to? And the guy's like, so he loses it. He loses control of his temper, and he ends up doing that, and it loses his job at the church. And, you know, just he's able to laugh at it now, but he uses that as an example of he was dealing with so much pent up anger and just frustration and hurt from his past, and he had never really dealt with it. He's been married 35 years. He says it's been a great marriage, but his wife very kindly and graciously used to tell him early on in their marriage, his reaction, road rage, or just getting frustrated at things, he would flare up this kind of angry side, and his wife would share with him that, you know, he said that she was so sweet about it. She would say, honey, how you're reacting is not normal. You definitely need to get some help. You know, and he said he heard that enough that finally he was able to get some help and really change. And he says he's just thankful for how kind and patient and loving his wife was with him to help him get through that. And now he's been able to overcome that anger.
So he married before he really found peace.
Exactly. Yes. Yep. He was. Yeah. And you know, he said he thought he was on the right path early on in their marriage and getting out of the Marines and going into ministry, but he still had a lot of growth to do, and God gave him the perfect wife for that. They also, him and his wife do a lot of marriage conferences and things like that. And we will probably have them back to Grants Pass as a couple in the future so that the ladies can come here from that side. Cause you know, that is a common story for a lot of marriages. You know, I meet with a lot of couples, a lot of marriages, a lot of husbands and wives, and controlling temper and anger is a thing that guys deal with and sometimes struggle with. And, there's a right way to deal with it. And there are some wives that are able to handle it in a great way, confidently and strongly, but also patiently and kindly, like his wife, and they can actually change and help their husbands.
Are you familiar with his Marine experience?
I'm not familiar with it. No, I haven't gotten too much into that, but I look forward to hearing more. Usually when these guys come to town, I get a chance to sit down with them and have a meal, a cup of coffee, and kind of get to know them on a personal level.
All right. And as a martial artist, was that during Marines, after the Marines, after peace? Do we know how all that fits together?
Yeah, my understanding is Victor Marks started that pretty early on. And then
just as a sense of protection,
probably. Yeah. So started that early on and then developed through the Marines. And then afterwards he used it. Victor Marks uses that with teen outreach when he goes into prison outreach, you know, teaches young ladies self-defense, you know, teenage girls, how to protect themselves and keep themselves safe and stuff. So they actually moved to Hawaii for a short time and started a ministry where they taught people martial arts, and also they taught the Bible too. So that was a part of their life too. Their background, it was pretty entrenched for them. So, and then now fighting against human trafficking, he kind of uses all of that, pulls it all together for that.
Right. Now, am I under the impression that he's done this worldwide?
Yes.
Essentially worldwide.
Yeah. Yeah. He's been all over. Victor Marx has spoke all over the world, goes to a lot of churches. Again, not just churches, though. Does prisoner outreach. It speaks for corporations and organizations. They bring him in for leadership conferences and things. So, yeah, very, very prolific and world renowned speaker. So, we've got a lot of people that are excited about Victor Marx coming to Grants Pass, and we're really looking forward to it this Sunday.
All right, now this Sunday at Edgewater Christian Fellowship.
Yes.
Give me the address.
Yeah, 101 Assembly Circle. You know where the Bear Hotel is. A lot of people know where the Bear Hotel is. So we're just up the hill there from the Bear Hotel, past the metal recycling. You don't want to take the road that the Bear Hotel's on. You want to go up Industry and then to Assembly Circle. But if for just general direction, we're up. Edgewater is up the hill there from the Bear Hotel. So, and again, anyone is invited. We got some friends over in Jacksonville and Ashland and Eagle Point and Medford. Quite a large group coming from that area. Cave Junction, Merland. So. We're expecting a huge turnout, so definitely want to get registered online so that we can prepare have a spot for you, have some food, and that's at edgewaterfellowship.org or at gamechangersnorthwest.org.
Do I need the reservations?
Yeah, that helps. Yeah, getting registered. We have 1,000 seats. There's overflow like in the lobby area, but if you can get registered ahead of time, make sure that you're
inside. It just helps for planning purposes.
Totally. Yeah. Plan for food. Yeah. We'll be cooking 1,000 burgers for sure on Sunday. So
right.
Yeah. There was some talk about maybe needing a larger venue. It is a busy time of year too, so we'll see. You know, coming off the heels of Easter, and then May, of course, is always busy here in Southern Oregon. So yeah, we're expecting a big turnout. I do have something next summer, too, regarding Game Changers that I forgot to mention. We're in the early planning stages. Do we have a second for
sure.
me to mention?
Yeah.
Sure. We're in the early planning stages for a men's conference that would be open to the Pacific Northwest. So Redding to Portland, Vancouver area, Bend, Coos Bay, the coast, Klamath Falls, Medford. We're planning a large Game Changers event next summer. We've talked to a couple local venues here in Grants Pass. It'll be around the same time of year, April, May-ish. We are planning for about 5,000 men to come in on a Friday from all over the Pacific Northwest, be engaged in some local activities on Saturday, guided fishing trips, hiking Mount McLaughlin, playing at one of our beautiful golf courses, floating the river, doing those kind of things together with your crew of guys. And then that night, we've reached out to Duck Dynasty. Those guys want to come. We've reached out to Tim Tebow. We've reached out to a lot of big names to really draw in multiple speakers. And again, have a large-scale Game Changers men's conference next year. So if you're interested in helping with that, if you have insight on that, reach out to me. We would love to get your support and get your input.
In the meantime, Game Changers this Sunday night from 6 to 8 p.m., the admission fee is $15. Once again, that's about a burger and fries these days, and they're going to give you a burger for that.
That's right. Yep.
All right. All right. That's coming up at Edgewater Christian Fellowship. You're listening to the Tuesday Talk Show here on KAJO Radio. Following news, stay tuned. We'll open up our phone lines, and you can ask questions directly to Kerry here on KAJO.
Attention, homeowners.
Welcome back. Tuesday Talk Show in progress, ladies and gentlemen. The number to call if you have a question or comment for our guest, Kerry Alderson, this morning is 541-472-1270. When you hear the sound of the radio coming back through your phone, that means that you're next in queue. And as soon as we complete the thought that we're on, we'll put you on the air live and let you air your question or comment to Kerry this morning. Gary, we're talking about Game Changers coming up for the Edgewater Christian Fellowship this Sunday night. And from what I understand and have learned from you today, that it is an exciting program with some goals. Now, the guest coming in, Victor Marks, and to quote some of his, I looked up some of his bio, and it says his focus is on rescuing traumatized children and women and hunting predators and bring them to justice. And earlier in the program, you outlined that human trafficking is a situation, certainly nationwide, but here in Southern Oregon, too. What do we expect from Mr. Marks, and what do you know about that particular problem?
Yeah, so I've talked with some guys that, like I said, are in the major crimes detective units for Medford and for Grants Pass. I'm always shocked when they share things that you just think like, oh, that's happening somewhere else. That's not happening here. But the stuff that they share, it is definitely a real problem here. I do have one gentleman who is a retired detective here from Southern Oregon. He's confirmed, yeah, you know, it's one of those things that is a dark side, really, in a lot of areas in our nation, but it definitely exists here in Southern Oregon. He's been a part of a Jackson County team that not only has worked to fight against human trafficking in Southern Oregon, but he's doing some work in Central America, some work there. There's a large facility down there that is really shutting things down in that region, but it's also providing care for those who've been traumatized by human trafficking. And so in meeting with him, we've got plans for Southern Oregon where Game Changers would be involved in something similar for our community, where we would be able to provide care for those who've been traumatized by human trafficking and also help in the fight against human trafficking here. So Victor Marks does it globally. I've got an incredible group of men that are a part of Game Changers that want to do similar work here in Southern Oregon to fight against human trafficking and also against child abuse, you know. And so I'm really excited. They're the experts in this. I kind of deal on my end as a pastor with the results of it and the effects of it, whether it be in marriages or in relationships. I talk with a lot of people who've been affected, and I would really like to see the other side of it, some preventative measures. And so I'm excited about some of the opportunities that these guys that have way more experience than I do coming forward. I can't really share their names. Eventually, you know, they're doing some good work behind the scenes. You know, they're kind of the Batman right now. You know, they're working in the shadows, but they're also a part of this ministry. And so I'm excited about the opportunity to help change some things here in Southern Oregon through that and through Game Changers.
So now people out there listening to this last conversation here could say, that's not happening here. Yeah. It is. Ladies and gentlemen, it doesn't make headlines, and I'm not sure why it does not make headlines, but let me confirm what Kerry has just said to you, because in some of my conversations privately with local law enforcement, they are well aware of it. They combat it on a daily basis here. So it's something that is ongoing, and you just don't hear about it. And I'm not sure what the reason why is, but maybe Mr. Marks can shine a light on that for us.
Exactly. Yeah. And so we also have, like I said, we have got a lot of guys in law enforcement or, you know, in that world or retired who are a part of Game Changers. They will be on hand Sunday evening to answer questions for guys that want to get involved, guys that want to help with that in some way, spread awareness or find out things that they can do preventatively to help protect our community. I'm thankful for those guys. And again, I don't know the methods and the ways that we can make a difference, but they do. And I'm thankful that they're a part of our team. And so one of the things that we do hope to accomplish by having Victor Marks here Sunday is getting the awareness out about a couple of issues, you know, in regards to child abuse and human trafficking, making awareness. And then, like I said, not just complaining about it, not sitting back fearfully, but saying, okay, now what are some things that we can do as a community that can help fight against those things?
Well, we've been talking about Game Changers, now for about 40 minutes here.
Yeah.
And we've learned an awful lot. What do we need to know that we haven't talked about Game Changers and goals and successes?
Yeah. So one of the things, too, it's not really the glamorous side of it. Game Changers is multifaceted, got a lot of different aspects to it. every other month, we bring in kind of a higher profile speaker or even a local speaker to give a perspective on things here that are happening locally through Game Changers. And so that happens every other month, a large gathering. About 800 guys will come to Edgewater. We'll have a meal, learn some new names, get connected with some people, find out, you know, I've learned so many new people and names and areas of influence from different guys in the community. It's been a huge blessing for me. So the connection piece of it that happens every other month is great. And then, you know, we're a church, and so part of our goal is discipleship. And so we encourage guys to get connected and have a small group study, whether you're going through a book of the Bible or you're going through a leadership book or something like that. And so from that, we've got 100 plus guys, I've kind of lost track now at this point, who are meeting regularly at our church, at coffee shops, at restaurants, at their homes, and just encouraging one another in how they can be a better boss, how they can be a better husband, how they can be a better dad. And we believe, you know, me or whoever the pastor is on a Sunday sharing a message hopefully encourages somebody, or Victor Marks comes in on Sunday, hopefully he encourages guys. But the day-to-day work, the day-to-day encouragement, the week-to-week encouragement, we believe comes by surrounding yourself with other guys that can encourage you and that you can go to, oh man, I'm struggling right here, or I blew it in this way, or I've got this challenge coming up, or this thing happened and I need some advice, or I need some encouragement, or maybe I need you to tell me I'm being a knucklehead right now and I need to stop doing what I'm doing. And so a lot of small group stuff through Game Changers and just getting connections and you know, people will use the word in the business world, they use networking. I guess you could use a similar thing through the church, but it's discipleship really, and it's really encouragement for people. You know, everybody's got different challenges that they're facing, and being connected to other people that can encourage you, or again, tell you you're being a knucklehead, you need to knock it off. Those are the kind of things that we need. So, you know, for me, I think I guess Game Changers really, maybe I could back up a little bit. Game Changers, I coached high school and middle school. High school very minimally. Middle school was mainly my coaching and running some youth leagues here locally. But I always marveled at how much time we spent in the locker room, watching film on the opponent, rewatching the same play for 20 minutes, one play and 22 different people on the field, and game planning on a whiteboard, you know, what we're going to do, and then printing up reports and then going back through it. And I thought, if we invested this kind of time for a game, if we invested this kind of time in our own personal lives to just be the best dad we can be, the best husband we can be, the best boss we can be, the best employee we can be, man, how different would our homes and our communities and our churches look? So I kind of chuckle at myself. We get all excited, invest a lot of time in our passions like sports, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But if we also translated that into some other areas of our life, we'd probably see some great success.
All right. No question about that. All right. You threw a term out a minute ago. It just took me back to, and this is completely off topic.
Yeah.
When you said knucklehead,
yeah,
that was the first nickname I ever got in the Army. And I won't go into that story, but yeah. I just had to get that out before it bubbled over here.
Yeah, yeah. So you're a game changer. You changed the game. You're not a knucklehead anymore.
I am not a knucklehead anymore. Don't ask my wife.
Yeah.
But at any rate, when we're almost 50 years then.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Mr. Marks, who's
yes.
coming in on Sunday night here.
Yeah.
And one of the things he talks about is addiction. Is that true?
You know, I'm not familiar with that side of his story, but I would not be surprised if he helps men overcome that. I haven't focused too much on that, but I wouldn't be surprised if he's able to help, because a lot of the guys that he deals with in that world, addiction is a real problem. And quite frankly, for me too, just as a pastor here in Grants Pass, substance abuse leads to a lot of the issues that we see when it comes to the breakdown of the family or lack of leadership, violence. You know, you talk with a lot of guys in law enforcement and they'll tell you two things will go hand in hand, drugs and violence. you know, in our community, we've seen, you know, a few years ago with Measure 110, increase in drugs, and law enforcement will tell you, you're going to get an increase in violence. And so, you know, you start talking about child abuse or human trafficking and things like that, and those can be directly connected to an increase in drug use in our state, you know. And so violence goes hand in hand, really, with all of that stuff, abuse and all of it. Violence and addiction, I should say. Yeah.
Substance right. abuse. And you can be addicted to lots of different things.
That's
you can
true.
Be addicted to comic books, for goodness sakes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So yeah. Whatever is distracting you from what you should be doing
yes.
could be considered an addiction.
Absolutely.
So yes. Let's move on here. Is there anything, what should we take away from today's program, Kerry?
Yeah, we really just want to invite any of the young men, dads, grandpas, bring your nephews, your sons, your grandsons, your son. Want to bring the guys out Sunday to really hear an uplifting message. Yes, we'll shine a spotlight on some dark areas of the world, but also be uplifted in a way where you realize you can make a difference. I tell guys all the time, one of the phrases that I can't stand, and I understand the legitimacy of it, and it's natural born leader. And certainly we see natural born leaders. There are natural born leaders. There's kids that come out of the womb and it just seems they're able to organize a game of whatever it is, Legos. They're 3 or 4 years old and they get the kids together to play tag or whatever it is. So the natural born leaders do exist. But I want to encourage everybody that they can be a leader, whether it's a leader of just your two kids or your three kids or a leader of your foreman or, you know, your staff at your work or the people that you're working next to. Everybody, in my opinion, has the potential to be a leader. And so that's partly what Game Changers wants to accomplish, is encouraging whoever you are, wherever you're at, that you can be a leader. You can look at a circumstance and say, I can help make a positive difference here, and I will do it by leading, taking personal responsibility, humbling myself, serving other people, putting other people's needs before myself. And so that's really a big central message of Game Changers.
All right, you're listening to Kerry Alderson, a family pastor at Edgewater Christian Fellowship, talking about Game Changers coming up this Sunday night. Once again, it is a gathering for men, but it crosses denominational lines. Everybody is welcome in that respect.
That's right.
All right. And we'll talk more when we continue right after this word.
Compassion.
Tuesday Talk Show guest is Kerry Alderson here, a family pastor at Edgewater Christian Fellowship. We're talking about Game Changers coming up this Sunday night. That's what we're talking about. But as we look ahead, Kerry, you mentioned you do this about every other month, and you've got a big one coming up. We just brushed on that earlier. Any more details there of what we can expect and some of the people that we might be able to see here in Grants Pass?
Yeah, so we said we got Victor Marks coming this Sunday, April 27th at Edgewater. 6 p.m. the event starts. Food will be served at 5 o'clock. Please get registered online, edgewaterfellowship.org. We are in negotiations and talks with Tony Dungy, bringing Tony Dungy in here this summer. A lot of times it's a matter of coordinating the right dates. You know, some of these guys are traveling. They have other speaking engagements. We have a busy schedule here in Southern Oregon, and venues get booked up pretty quickly. And so sometimes it's just a matter of working the details out. But yeah, some of the people that we talked to, Chad Robichaud, he was instrumental. He's a former MMA fighter. He's Special Forces. He was instrumental in helping free what ended up being 15,000 people out of Afghanistan. So Chad Robichaud, he's from the South too. He's a big name speaker, and we're talking with him about coming. He was originally booked in the winter, but he had surgery, and so he's looking hopefully to come during the fall. Again, Josh Bidwell, 12 years in the NFL, chaplain for the Oregon Duck football team. He came last fall, really enjoyed what he had to share. It's great to have somebody from Oregon come and share, you know, somebody locally. And so we're looking to get him back as well. I think I shared the Robertson family from Duck Dynasty is on our list. They've been emailing me trying to coordinate dates. We've reached out with Tim Tebow and some of those guys. And so, yeah, there's been a lot. We talked with Mike Huckabee's people. He's got a new position in.
He's a little busy right now, isn't he?
He's busy. Yeah, he can't do anything. He definitely was interested, and then he got appointed to a cabinet position, and so he's not able to come.
He's the ambassador to Israel.
Yeah, we just missed him. So, but yeah, we're just excited about some of these speakers that we have coming in. Again, we have that large scale conference next summer. We're hoping for 5,000 to 10,000 men to come, and we'll have multiple speakers lined up for that one. That will be offsite from Edgewater. There's a group of people trying outside of Edgewater to bring in Charlie Kirk to speak here locally. I know he's been to the Oregon State and the University of Oregon campuses, and that's been a huge hit in those areas. So, men's conference, large scale speakers. You know, I've talked about the success starting in the 1860s of the Elks Club, and there's a group of guys that are looking to find us a building where we can serve coffee and have an opportunity for guys to get connected and also brainstorm ways that they can serve the community, and maybe throw some weights in there and some squat racks and some dumbbells, get a little workout in, meet with some guys, get a cup of coffee, maybe have a little food there. So there's a group of guys looking for a game changers, we'll call locker room. We're excited about the prospects of that. We're excited about really making a difference in some different things. Like I said, fighting against child abuse, fighting against human trafficking, and lots of exciting opportunities. I've been overwhelmed at the support that we've had and the excitement from the guys in the community.
All right. I was really amazed that when we talked about some of the people that you're reaching out to, the Robertson family in particular, they want to come here.
They do.
They're looking to come to Southern Oregon.
Yeah.
If the schedules can match, and we can understand that.
Yeah.
If you're traveling on the West Coast, this would be a good stop.
Exactly. Yeah. Like I said, I reached out to them, and they've contacted me multiple times since then to try to firm something up. And so that lets you know.
They want to go fishing.
Yeah, exactly. You're right. Yeah. Get some fishing in on the Rogue River here. So, we're just excited about those. People present new ideas to me. I'm amazed at the connections that people have in Southern Oregon. It feels sometimes like we're a little disconnected from the rest of the world, but there's a lot of connections that people here in Southern Oregon have, and some resources. And a lot of times I'm just one or two phone calls away from bringing in a speaker that I might not have otherwise thought we would be able to get for Game Changers.
All right, so. We're talking about Game Changers here, but after talking with Kerry today, we find out that Game Changers really spreads out much further than just Edgewater Christian Fellowship. It's making a big difference here locally.
Yes.
Might not be making headlines, but you change one game at a time, don't you?
That's right. Yeah, exactly. You know, I've actually had some people from some churches in Eugene reach out to me and say, we heard that you're bringing Game Changers to Eugene. And I have two boys that are University of Oregon students, and they are, through their church, they are working on ways to expand Game Changers into the Willamette Valley and then also into the Corvallis area. So it would be great to see that grow and just encourage those communities as well. So I'm just the point guard, you know, just facilitating. Let me just pass you the ball and get these people who've got these great ideas to really make a difference and again to change the game. And, you know, we've also, if I could mention, we've had some really generous businesses step up and sponsor. We've appreciated Grants Pass Broadcasting has been super generous in sharing airtime and getting our ads on the air in the Medford area. The Dove over there has done a really admirable job of getting on their TV. They get our guest speakers on. We appreciate that. Ready Ride, Jeff McConnell, Chris Isabel, iSecure, Lowell Anderson, they've been very generous. Tops and Tees with Jared Rydell, they've all been super supportive. And then some individuals have stepped up. So we're a nonprofit. We lose money. Mm-hmm. We lose money every year. People are just like, hey, we think this is a worthy cause and we want to get behind it. So, if you're somebody out there, I don't know if I can say this, but if you do want to support our ministry, it's at gamechangersnorthwest.org or at edgewaterfellowship.org. And we just want to see a positive impact made right here in Grants Pass and in Southern Oregon.
You know, you can't say that.
I can't take it back now. Sorry.
Had to do that.
Yeah.
At any rate, game changers then originated right here. This is not a national situation here. Is this your idea?
Yeah. So I was driving to a basketball game that you were probably broadcasting.
Probably was.
My son was a senior, and I was on I-5 driving.
Point guard.
Yeah, exactly. So I was headed up to they had a weekend game against Sprague, and then they played against South Salem, and that was in 2022. Winter of 2022, and I'm driving, and I was just thinking of all the things that were going on in the world, you know, people complaining about school closures and vaccines and presidents and elections and all these things. And I thought, man, it's easy for us to just become those that want to sit back and complain or just throw our hands up. And I was just like, man, we can't do it. And so I always drive. I got a notepad here, you can see. I always drive with a notepad because be listening to my music and driving and thinking, and I just start jotting down all of these thoughts. You know, I'm thinking about the locker room and the whiteboard and how much time we spend on game planning. And I just thought, you know, let's game plan and let's prepare leaders to make a difference in our community instead of being those who are just complainers. And I think that's a message, honestly, that everybody can get behind. I think no matter what you believe, no matter where you come from, I would hope that you can get behind it. And of course, again, I'm a pastor, and so I draw my inspiration and my belief from biblical truths that, number one, we are not like those who are without hope. And again, Genesis 50:20, what the enemy has intended for evil, God can use for good. And so those are a couple of verses that really just ring true in my head, is that we can be game changers.
Got 2 minutes left, Gary. Let's just review what's happening this Sunday night and how do I take advantage of it very quickly.
Yeah, get registered, edgewaterfellowship.org. Click on the events, get registered there, $15. Bring whoever you want. I say ages 10 and up, but I mean, if there's somebody, if you got a young one that you think can sit through it, you know, it's really up to you. But just an inspiring message. Get registered online. Victor Marks, 6 p.m. is when the event starts. Food will be served at 5 o'clock. So if you're paying, you might as well get there in time to make sure that you get a burger. Spread the word. You're not going to want to miss just an incredible story of overcoming an incredible past, but also very positive, entertaining guy, great sense of humor, a lot of hope, a lot of great experiences, doing a lot of great things. Again, Victor Marks this Sunday at Game Changers.
Victor Marks, Game Changers this Sunday night. Thank you very much. Kerry Alderson from Edgewater Christian Fellowship.
I moved.